Because if it's a question you have, if it's a question that you think is worth asking, then ask it. Because how else are you going to learn? Because one underlying truth about asking questions is that nobody asks a question because they're afraid it might make them look weak.
I feel like the Gap, given what their name is, you would think that they could they have potential for a cool brand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it implies a Gap is like a scary concept. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
It is a cool name. It's become so dorky, but it's theoretically cool.
Should have been a cool name, which is a bummer. It feels like a missed opportunity.
It feels like a skate brand or something.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like it just could have been cooler than what it ended up being.
Mm-hmm. Let's go in and pitch the Gap. We'll put together a deck, PowerPoint for sure.
PPT.
And no more than 7 pages. And we'll just be like, look, guys, we want to pivot.
Yeah.
We'll say pivot a lot.
Yeah.
We want to make this a skate brand. And I think it will be so revolutionary. Yeah. People will be like, these young kids would be like, fuck it, dude.
Yeah.
This is hardcore.
And then the C-suite of Gap employees would be like, oh, so you guys are skaters? And we'd be like, nope. We do not skate.
We absolutely don't.
We were talking about your brand in the morning once and decided that. And my uncle is Jerry over there. So he just gave us the opportunity to come in. Yeah.
Bob Andelman from accounting.
Yeah. So... So what do you say? Is it a deal?
Where should we sign?
That's what my dad always said. You don't leave the room until you ask. So when do I start?
Is that true?
Yep. I guess
that sounds like something your dad
would have said.
It worked in the
80s. I think it worked back then.
My opinion of your dad, like the person in my head that your dad is the most hilarious, worst person. Like, I do not want to get near him.
No.
I make fun of him.
It's so funny.
He drives a Porsche Cayenne, or like wish he had a Porsche Cayenne. Or is it the Cayenne?
I love
that. That's too non-American.
The Cayenne's
it's got to be an American
SUV.
Car.
What's the two-seater that you when you see people drive, you're like, ugh, that fucking guy.
Oh, shit.
That guy that works at CAA.
Well, there's a ton of European sports cars.
911?
The
Porsche 911?
11?
What's the little one that has two seats that just looks like a selfish
car? Oh, the Boxster.
Yeah, that one.
Because that's a cheap Porsche.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's also like...
It's like a starter Porsche.
Selfish, like, nobody else can ride my car with me.
Except for my lady.
I'm sorry.
That's true.
That is literally what my dad did in high school.
Are you for
he
real?
He got a two-seater.
Oh,
so
I am so good.
I like that move.
At stereotypes.
I love that move.
I'm amazing.
So
did he
no
have
one
a Pontiac Fiero?
No, he had an Infiniti.
Oh, before Infiniti was...
Before... No, wait. The Infiniti was a four-seater, but before that, he got... Remember those Lexus two-seater?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They look like a half a grape.
Yep.
So how did this come up? Did he brag to you about it? Or was it something that was like brought up with shame? It sounds like something he would have been proud of.
About his two-seater?
Yeah.
Well, it was brought up because one day he came home with a new car because he didn't tell any of us about anything.
Of course.
So we were like, wow, cool. And then we're like, wait, like... No one can go with you
anywhere.
You're
like, Dad, that's a one seat car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, that's what mom's car is for.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, my car is for cruising.
Cool, Dad.
Cruising up the coast.
Yeah.
Mine's
for cruising up the coast with the top down and the wind through my hair.
Imagining I don't have a family.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just kidding, Dad. If you're out there listening.
I think it's important as a man with a family to not become somebody who resents their family.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
However you have to do that. I'm not talking about prostitutes, guys.
No.
Just,
but
like,
you gotta...
go hiking or do something that
remember,
keeps you balanced. Surfing would be good.
I don't want to shit-talk my dad or anything, but I am going to real quick, a little bit.
I think I'm the one who's shit-talking your dad.
it's like...
I'm trying to take care of you, Doc.
Yeah,
I'm like sticking
course.
Up for you.
I really appreciate it.
Mr. Boobs?
I have a really...
I need to have a talk with you.
I need to have a talk with you. I remember going to Disneyland with my mom, my dad, my brother... And it was not right before, but it was one of the last family gatherings we did before they got a divorce. And
it's one of the most depressing things.
Very sad.
I've ever heard.
But he would only walk like 20 feet in front of us, and
oh,
we were like,
man.
"What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, don't you want to hang out with us? Why are we here? Why did we pay $8,000 to come to Disneyland? And you're just gonna walk in front?" He sat separately from us at the parade. One point, he was like, what you wanted to do all day. And he stomped away to California Adventure, and we didn't see him for a couple hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he quitting smoking or something?
No.
Hmm.
Maybe he was quitting something else. Yikes. I don't know for sure.
That's brutal.
But wow, I'm not going anywhere fun with you again because you're making it not fun. He did that once in Hawaii.
It's just you and your brother, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Two kids doesn't seem like too many kids.
No.
It also is like,
if it was six kids, I'd be like, later,
I'd be like, I gotta
idiots.
Get the fuck out of here.
But two kids seems super manageable.
Yeah, and we were older at that point. We were like self-sufficient.
You could have conversations.
Yeah.
And you knew when he was ditching you in public.
Yeah. We were like, fuck you.
Well, it's also like, Dad, we're your kids. Yeah. We're at Disneyland. Do you want to go to the Pirates of the Caribbean ride? Is that what this is all about?
Like, do you want to pick the next ride?
The fun thing about going to Disneyland with your kids is be like, oh man, the seatbelt feels a little rickety, right? Like, we might not make. And then your kid's like, are you serious, Dad? You're like, oh, we're going to die.
We're going to die. And then
it's lying to your kids is the fun part about everything.
Yeah. That's true.
God. Yeah.
And then you get to be an adult. You're like, wait a minute.
These are all tips.
He was just hosing me the whole time.
That's a good. I'm glad you realized that.
Anyway, this is Did You Reddit? A weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Doggy Boobies.
My free day.
Just a cheap laugh every time.
Just a cheap laugh every time I do it. If I'm like, God, feeling a little tired, but I got to get a good laugh in the upfront.
Does score, not take
score
much.
Score laugh up for Dog Boobs early in the rounds.
Woo. Woo.
Every time I edit these,
Let me do it. Let me hear another Will Smith.
Woo. Ha ha.
I'll be editing these podcasts. And you will not say anything for large periods of time, and then that'll be the only thing you contribute out of nowhere. I can't take that ridiculous thing out because it's the only thing Dog Boobs has mentioned
so
far.
The Will Smith
line? Yeah.
But it comes out of nowhere.
So good.
We should have like a few takes of that you could just plug in every now and then.
Well, we need a button. That actually, next time we do a Zencaster thing, we got to record some woo ha ha's.
Yeah. You're saying
hit the button. It's like a drum roll.
Because we're approaching our 100th episode, so maybe our second 100 episodes, we'll have
some buttons.
What's going to be our 100th episode? Is it going to be when we announce that we're done with this podcast?
And goodbye, everybody.
Yeah. We can't. As long
this
as Reddit
is a social experiment.
Yeah.
Is creating fantastic content, we cannot stop this podcast.
No, we can't. No.
We're obligated.
Yeah.
We're on contract with Reddit, by the way.
We should go to a convention of some sort.
Convention.
Like a furry convention.
Oh,
we should. You know what we should do, actually? I want to go to the adult, you know how they have that adult convention like every 3 months in LA?
Oh,
you see billboards for it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who's ever gone,
but neither.
I don't know.
Oh, adult con?
Yeah, they have adult con like 4 times a year.
That's so gross.
I usually bartend at the thing.
Oh, cool. I would love to go to adult con.
Oh, there's just going to be people shooting ping pong balls out of their buttholes.
Oh, I love that though. You know what I would love most about going to that actually? It wouldn't necessarily be seeing the porn stars and seeing like the sex industry. It would be seeing the people who go for non-ironic reasons, you know?
Yeah. That are like, I go every time.
Yeah. The people that are like, they own lizards as pets and like they live in San Bernardino and you know, like they have like a fucking an associate's degree in computer engineering.
They have a smell that we all know. They smell like burnt chlorine.
Burnt chlorine?
Burnt chlorine.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know what that smell is, but I can imagine it, and it's pungent.
Yeah, it's
pungent. We could get an exhibit. We could have we could go to Adult Con and have like a booth.
We could try. I don't know what we would be offering.
Yeah, I don't either.
Sex things, dude. Butt stuff.
Yeah. Or we could protest there are no good sex robots.
That's right.
Oh, that's true.
All the male sex robots are just repurposed female robots?
Yes, they are.
That's
Kathy, and you just put a short haircut on him.
Yeah, you just put shitty facial hair.
Yeah.
That's one of the highlights of our pod so far is when we saw that live on the pod where it was like...
Yeah.
And it was that the robot's balls were just hanging out of his shorts. Like, no attention to detail.
None.
No effort.
No.
I just love how he flashes nuts to the ladies at home.
So fun.
The worst. They did such a terrible job.
He has poor cosmetics. Anyway, so follow us on our respective social channels. We don't have a Twitter yet, I guess.
I don't know. Twitter just feels whack. Yeah.
I like Twitter. I use it for other stuff, but it seems like a lot of work to develop an audience there.
Yeah.
So if you want to be our social media manager, I'm looking at you, Casey Knight. Casey Knight sent me a really nice birthday thing, by the way. Did you see that?
Sent
me gave me a nice Juggalo photo.
I'm happy for him.
Instagram is pretty good. Like we're connecting with some interesting people through Instagram, which
that's what
fun.
I like. That's what I want.
Dig that.
It's just a weird, it's kind of like it's a weird little community like Reddit is.
Yeah.
I think people mm-hmm. find you there for some reason.
Also,
we have a lot of like other podcasts
tight.
That are following us. Podcast for Everybody. They're interested. We'll follow them right now.
Cool.
That's cool.
What about our subreddit? We got a subreddit we do as well.
We had a couple comments
really?
On our subreddit.
That's weird.
Which makes me so happy.
Did they comment on your pitch?
Well, they commented on, someone did. So this guy named Darth Chubby.
Oh, my guy.
I don't know who you are, Darth
Chubby. My guy,
Chubby,
Darth.
But I freaking love him. And
what a name.
Let me just tell you about him. He's got 14,000 plus karma.
So he's a bot.
So he's not a bot.
We don't
he's
know that.
Great. He's Darth Chubby. Well, we did get a bot.
What are you saying about bots?
Darth Chubby.
I love me some bots.
Darth Chubby's too good of a name to be a bot.
I know,
that's
right?
True.
Oh, he says he commented on my Ajo computer idea, and he
nice.
Said, "Who would be the secret villain? What powers do the robotic eye have?" And yes, I'd absolutely watch it.
What is this guy? A TV executive? So he's asking real questions.
I know.
Dark Chubby from Imagine Entertainment.
But this shows up on Adult Swim. I think you should talk to some.
Remember
lawyers.
How we got that mean comment that was like, "This mm-hmm. is turned into political
right.
garbage." Well.
And then, we did a political episode immediately
yeah,
after.
Right after that.
Then I photoshopped Tipper Gore for a week. Yeah.
So the villain is Donald Trump in okay. my story, but I don't want it to be because it's not because it's political. It's because...
Why don't we do Donald Trump during his business era instead of
yeah,
during his political era?
Right. It's more yeah. that like I'm imagining like our, for example, our protagonist is a retired Antifa terrorist.
Cool.
So it's not like I'm being like... one-sided,
right,
you know,
that's
and Donald
true.
Trump doesn't like him because, you know, we've got all like BuzzFeed writers out there still
cool.
writing and
yep.
Donald Trump only wants the state media,
right.
which is fine,
right.
not trying to get political. So yeah, so Darth Chubby.
A fascist state media is fine.
It's fine.
It's
I'm
okay.
not trying yeah. to offend anyone out there. Totally cool that's a thing. So Darth Chubby, the secret villain. Secret villain. I mean, Trump would be the main villain, but maybe above that we have a secret villain controlling everything. Maybe that's part two.
We all know who that is.
Yeah.
Jim Rothschild.
Yep. Mm. Yeah. Jim.
Jimmy Soros' Rothschild.
Jimmy Soros' Rothschild.
What yeah. powers does Kurt Russell's bionic robotic eyeball have? Not
nothing.
One.
It's a useless eyeball.
Yeah.
It was all it was is a prosthetic and yeah. it just like didn't age well.
It's just a steampunk yeah. toy.
It's yeah. a fake
so
evil eyeball.
Yeah. So I loved that comment. And then our good friend, a French Chinese man commented
yeah.
on my picture of my jerry-rigged microphone from last week, and he said, "Enjoying that Patreon money, I see." And I love that. We also got a bot who said something.
Oh, really?
He's a bot that's called Imgur Album Bot.
Oh, the Imgur
and
Album Bot.
He says, "Hi, I'm a bot for linking direct images of albums with only one image."
I love that we just acted like that bot is contributing to our community when he does that. He or she does that on literally every photo on Reddit.
I love bots, though.
So fun.
I'm going to respond.
We're making it. Price Le Mysterier also has been pretty active liking a lot of our pictures.
Oh, thanks, dudes.
So this has become just a shout out to our fans.
Yeah.
Bod.
Hey, you know what I've learned in life? It's all about community.
Yeah.
You guys, I just wrote thank you to the bot, and he immediately wrote my pleasure.
Oh,
this is
what
why
a
bots
sweetie.
Are better than us.
I know.
There's like 15 texts I haven't responded to yet from last week. People are like, "Do you not like me?" I'm
yeah.
like, "I just haven't got around to it."
Right.
This bot
true.
On it.
On
dude.
It.
Wow.
Oh, God, I freaking love it.
We need a response bot. We also need to talk about what we're talking about today because we're just railing
oh, yeah.
on
yeah,
about our friends.
Our friends.
We're so excited about having
What's
friends.
What's on the front page, y'all?
Well, before we get to the front page, let's really quickly. Today, we're going to be talking about No Stupid Questions, but particularly because of one specific post that came up this week that I thought was fascinating, and it was all about why nobody knows what Reddit is.
Ooh,
which right. I thought was really, I mean, given what we do here and given why we do this. So the exact post is, how is Reddit so popular yet everyone I ask either doesn't use it or has never heard of it?
Yeah.
Which is true. And it's something I experience all the time. Like the people that I will tell about this and they'll be like, oh, I've always wanted to know what that site is. I'd be like, it's bigger than Facebook. Like, yeah. I don't how do you not understand right. what Reddit is, right?
So many people don't.
It's bizarre. But we'll get into that on
popular in Polynesian cities. Yeah.
That would be funny if we found out that it was just the reason it's so popular is because there's this one island tribe that just became they spend all day all the time on Reddit. It's like the source of their economy. They just make memes.
It's true, yeah. It's true.
All right, but before we do that, a couple quick things as well, in addition to just shouting out all of our fucking bros out there, talking to you, Chinese French man and homeboy Casey Knight. We have a sponsor this week, which is fucking crazy. We've been itching for a sponsor for 92 episodes straight.
That's
and
right.
We actually let's say 91 because we knew on that episode one no one's gonna. We wanted to hit up.
We've been hitting up all the Vice companies for right. not Vice the yeah. Vice companies for sponsorship. We're talking right. knives,
weed,
yeah. cigarettes,
hookers.
Cocaine.
So basically what they're telling us.
We got a Vice.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. So we got a cocaine brand sponsoring us today. No. You really like that. Another cheap laugh. Cheap chef. Doggy boobies and then just one of those like ba-dunch. So anyway, so we got hit up by a wine company in Napa.
Have you guys heard of Napa?
You heard
it's
of
kind
Napa?
Of the very capital exclusive. Of wine.
Very
it is the capital of wine. So we got a nice case here. Pre-holiday, so we're gonna be pimping these things out. I think we're gonna be doing some live reviews of these wines.
In
we're
the
drinking
morning.
Wine right now,
which we're obligated to say are all really good because they're sponsoring us. So you know, take our reviews really seriously is kind of what I'm saying because we're gonna be reviewing them with all sincerity. And this is also a good message to any all you other Vice brands. So if you got like a really good cocaine you're trying to push out, if you're like a kratom supplier,
some of that sticky herbs, is that what it's called?
That's what they
that
call marijuana
sticky
these days.
Nice
herb.
Sticky herbs.
Yeah, kratom. We're up to any kratom brand.
Any kratom brand. If you sponsor us,
Visine, whatever, dude.
We will review it.
Backyard breeding.
Pretending that it's a real. Like, there's always a chance we're going to give you an 8 out of a 10, but we're going to give you a 10 out of 10 every single time. So it's really good advertising.
The truth will be in the bulk of the review, but stars-wise, you'll always get 5 out of 5.
And yes, and because it is 7 a.m. in the morning right now, redundant, we're not drinking this wine. I guess we should be, but I'm going to just really quickly talk about what I'm looking at right now. So I have the company, by the way, I don't think we even mentioned that. Do we mention that?
No.
Do you want to say it? I can't pronounce this.
They're
in your Italian.
Capo Izetta.
Okay.
Ooh.
And it's a wine brand out of Napa.
Capo Izetta.
Maybe it's not Napa. Maybe it's Sonoma.
So here's what I got. It says Sonoma Valley. So I'm gonna say it's from Sonoma.
Nice.
I'm holding. This is actually how
you know what the joke
think,
is up there.
What?
In Sonoma. Sonoma is better for wine because in Napa they make auto parts.
Fuck Jesus
Napa,
Christ. Now all of our fucking fans are going to get up and rail onto us about how Napa's
getting political again.
Sonoma. Getting political again.
Don't want to get into that, guys.
so what I'm looking at right now, and this is actually how I would assume is a good metric for wine and what it's good. So this is from 2015. So
ooh,
we know it's got a little
that
bit
was
of
a
aged,
good year.
Little bit of age.
That was a good year.
I've
that
noticed
was a year before everything went to shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see a lot of 2016 wines.
That's an Obama year.
Oh yeah, this is
Obama
true.
Wine.
It's Obama wine. So this is the official Obama wine. This is signed by Barack Obama. He gave it a 10 out of 10 as well.
Yeah.
So, but it says is red wine.
God, I love that.
Which I love because that makes it seem you're like, okay,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
Because you get those assholes at your dinner party saying, I'd have a Malbec, but I hate Merlot. I want a cab. Somebody get me a Pinot Noir. And you're just like, you know what, guys? I have red wine.
Give me your finest red wine.
I want two choices, red or white.
I got red. So
I think this one goes well with, I'm gonna say, it doesn't say anything about it on here, but I'm going to go with, goes well with whitefish and bolognese.
Tilapia and bolognese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm assuming.
It goes well with ranch dressing.
Ranch.
Let me take a look at that bottle.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Which means
about.
It goes well with everything. Also prime rib.
You know, crab. It's a really beautiful bottle, too. It doesn't have any of that foil bullshit at the top, which I think actually makes for a cleaner bottle.
Yeah, simplicity.
Capo, I think, in Italian means...
hat.
Cough?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, it means hat?
Cough.
Hat. So what happens here? So what's going to happen when you buy a Capo wine?
Specifically
the red wine. And we're going to do this for all the wines in this case, and there's like 14 maybe or something. So
yeah, I think a case is, everyone knows it's like 16 bottles at least.
Okay.
Everyone knows that.
So much we know about wine. But you're going to walk in, you're going to give this to your grandparents, you're going to walk in, and they're going to start talking about what your career is, and they're going to speculate about how much money you make.
Yep.
So,
right. You're going to look like a really stock trader if you buy this wine, guaranteed. Yeah.
And someone's going to ask you what the fucking grapes are, and you're going to be like, I don't fucking know, dude.
Red wine. Just fucking drink it.
Come on, I came to your fucking party.
Yeah.
Like, why are you going to ask me so many goddamn questions? Yeah, you want me to leave, Jeff?
No, look at them, and then
it's a whole thing. So,
and just like look at them a little closer, and then just go,
thank
you are hilarious, and then walk away. They'll feel like idiots.
Thank you, Capo, for the wine sponsorship. We're going to be drinking that all Christmas.
That seemed less sincere than I wanted it to. But
dude, we got wine.
Well, I'm saying sponsor. That I like it, and I don't know how to be a sincere person. So we really appreciate it, and we will let you know how it actually tastes. But I assume it tastes really good because these bottles actually look really nice.
It's yeah,
nice
they brand. Are really beautiful.
Let's just say they are the hymns.
Cadillac?
They're the hymns of wine in the podcasting world.
Hymns?
They're like a good sponsor that all the podcasts could really use.
Oh, they're like a MailChimp.
Yeah, the MailChimp.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of any of those.
I didn't know what hymns
that
was.
That goes, it's a hair loss supplement, right? It's the one that Snoop Dogg promotes.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so.
Shout out Capo.
So, front page. Right now, this
There's
week.
There's a lot of funny stuff for Red Dead Redemption. People are just in the heat of playing it.
This has been going on for a while, and I'm
loving it.
This fucking game.
I haven't played it. I haven't played the first one either, but there are some funny things. Like, people are really talking a lot about the horse. Like, the top from this past week is, this guy got off his horse in Red Dead Redemption 2 before, like, during a cutscene. So, like, everybody's galloping and he's just running with them. So that's kind of funny. But I really want to get this game.
You know what's interesting about what we're seeing, the effect of what this game has on culture right now? School shootings are down because of this game. That's not true.
Oh, I was like,
I haven't heard of any lately, which maybe might mean that they're down. But I hate the fact that statistics. I would even say that sentence, but I think it is true. I mean, who fucking knows?
I haven't heard of any.
But it's interesting because in the context of advertising and kind of marketing and how you make something popular, like, we're seeing this game is so much in pop culture in the internet world right now that I genuinely feel FOMO not playing it. Like, I'm being like, I know I don't want to play a video game right now. I don't have the fucking time, but like, it's so popular and it's such a big part of culture that I feel like I'm actually missing out doing that. And I feel like that happens a lot on Reddit because it happens with all the Marvel comic stuff too. It's like, I don't ever see Marvel movies, but then something will become super popular on Reddit and we'll start seeing it memed a lot, like the Thanos stuff particularly. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, I feel like maybe I need to watch it because I'm missing a cultural thing, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which is an interesting effect and an interesting marketing strategy. Yeah, it's a little bit of like capturing lightning in a bottle. I don't know how you actually do that. But
you don't know yet? You don't? Yeah.
Another
problem for you. Do you know life expectancy went down this year?
Oh, really?
First time in 30 years.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, we're living shorter now.
Right.
In the United States.
George Bush is also continuing to flirt with Barack Obama's wife. So,
Dude's looking for a threesome. And to be honest, maybe even a foursome. I'd say all those people are good looking.
Do you think
even Bush Dubs' wife is like, she's a handsome woman?
She is a handsome woman.
I'm trying. I don't. I try so hard to hate George Bush. I'm like, he was such a fucking idiot and he was such a monster. And then all of a sudden now it's like we got this candy shit.
Yeah.
He's painting these ridiculous paintings.
They're awful.
They're so fucking, but they're adorable. Yeah. They're like adorable and awful.
I think what I mean? We need to just recognize is that like all of our presidents historically have been war criminals.
Right.
So let's look at them like we do Pokemon. Okay. Like knowing that is the bottom line. Like who's your favorite? You know, who's the funny one? They've all been evil.
Yeah.
In
I think,
one
I
way
think
or another.
George W. Bush has got the
He's fucking Charizard. Cute as hell right now.
Yeah. Is Charizard a Pokemon? I just picked two words.
He all is. Right. I wouldn't say Bush is Charizard. Bush might be that mime one.
The mime one?
I think it's called Mime.
Okay.
Another
Mr. Mime.
Another
Mr. Mime is the name of the Pokemon.
Yes.
Another sweet post from this was on White People Twitter by U_U.
Okay.
Sorry, the Crosshair, H-A-R-E. And it's the Justin Bieber one.
This oh, girl, right. This I love this. I love this tweet.
Dina Slut says, he is truly the most beautiful human being ever. Wow. And it's a picture of Bieber, like, with this
current,
shitty
current
hat
Bieber.
With, like, some zits and, like, a pube stash.
So that's the Bieber now. Like, Bieber
that's current
Bieber is look. Okay, finish this, and then we'll talk about what Bieber is doing with his life right now. So
and then this guy, Xander, and then his at Fina says, you literally drive to your local gas station and find at least three people that look like this. And you're like, yeah, you can, dude. So, this guy looks like every dude who's not fat in the Midwest.
Every single guy. And Bieber's going through this funny thing right now where he's been a little bit out of the limelight. He's done some tours.
Is he engaged or married?
I think he got married.
He's
gotten really into Jesus Christ, which is fine. I'm not bashing that, but he's just like...
His Jesus years.
He's going...
Which is different from his salad days.
Yeah.
It's different. He just looks like Kevin Federline. Like
he's starting to go K-Fed.
Yeah, he's like straight up Kevin Federline right now. Which I think is pretty admirable.
Fresno's best export.
That's true.
Above
but we don't know meth. So if we knew meth, we would be like, however, it has the best meth in the southwestern part of the United States.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But all we can say is Kevin Federline. Another thing which I love this, and this was I feel like we're gonna talk this we made a joke last week that one photo was our green eyes girl. This actually is kind of our green eyes girl. It's this photo in Paris, because Paris had a bunch of riots this week over some fucking oil prices or something. French Chinese man, this is where you come in, send us a note.
Do
and
it.
Say this is what French politics was about this week with the riots.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it was something to do with taxes and gas though. A tax on gas. So anyway, this photo is Paris rarely does a photo so accurately capture the spirit of an era. And this was 3 days ago. And it's a girl. So there's a riot happening outside with what looks like tear gas everywhere. There's a guy with a scarf over his face. He looks like he's part of like an underground militia.
Yeah.
And there's a girl in a Burger King. In the same photo, it's raining out in a Burger King with her phone out, smiling largely and either taking a selfie or taking a photo of the carnage outside.
And just like treating it like it's a TV show.
And it captures.
I haven't seen this and I can't find it.
Oh, it's six. It was 3 days ago. It was number six in this past week. But that sums up
so
our world.
Amazing.
That sums up everything about our world right now.
She's selfieing, I think.
Wow. It looks like she's selfieing. It's just incredible. It's like this is the true, this is the accidental renaissance section that we always see a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I think she's as unconnected to another person as you can be in
totally.
A moment at Burger King, which is, I think, the best fast food.
Yeah.
Do
really?
You?
Well, I'm not talking
controversial.
About in and out here. I'm talking
You're talking about traditional like
big four.
The
baby boomers fast food.
Yeah, the baby boomers fast food. Like better than McDonald's.
I agree with that.
I think it's
but I feel like McDonald's
KFC,
is making a hard push to get
like,
better. I will debate that one.
Okay.
Because I had
I don't know. We have enough time on this pod.
Okay.
Let me pull up my notes.
Do it.
Okay. All right. So I got two words for you.
Mash potatoes.
Famous bowl.
I don't know what that is.
It's the KFC famous. KFC famous bowl is like the scariest, most atrocious fucking trough food of all time. And it literally
just get a bowl of whatever was left in the gutter.
It's a bowl of... there's mashed potatoes on the bottom, then it's gravy, then cheese, then chicken, then more gravy and cheese or something. It's ridiculous. And
it's what, $3.99?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But it's delicious. I ate it a fair amount in college.
I will say the ice cubes at KFC are delicious, but that's not what we're here to talk about today.
Okay. Fair point. So obviously George H.W. Bush died. A lot about his funeral. That was, we had referenced that earlier, so that was where that gif was from with George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Slipping Michelle a piece of candy, because that's become their little
pretty
their little
adorable.
Game.
Also really touching, 95-year-old former Senator Bob Dole was helped out of his wheelchair to give a final salute to fellow World War II veteran.
And he is just not even there.
No.
Yeah, it is.
And but it's like the most, honestly, old people get me sometimes.
I know.
There's that age, of, like the boomer age, where we're like, die. Right. But then when they're really old like that, I'm just like, fuck.
Totally.
You guys are a national treasure.
Yeah, I mean.
Bush is very beloved.
Yeah.
And, he seemed like a classy guy.
Well, he seemed like
I didn't know him personally. He was, like, we didn't slug bruise.
He was just in that weird era where it was post Reagan. And so you were kind of like, you had the hangover. Pre the internet, post Reagan, pre the Clintons, which was became like this kind of poisonous dynasty over
it's
time.
Like, that's when everyone got cool with Bill Clinton. Like, we're cool. We wear underwear and talk about it. You know, it's like, I think the curtain sort of dropped.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel like it's always weird when somebody dies, even if they're like controversial character, when everybody suddenly starts pointing out their flaws. Like, I always find that strange, where they're just trying to fuck up the legacy regardless. It's like, you know, when someone's dead, it's not really a lot of point in all of a sudden blasting them for arbitrary things. And even if they're really heinous, like when George W. Bush dies, like I know that he's a war criminal and he's done all this shit, but I don't know if it's of any value for us to just point out the awful things. I still think someone's life is, we should be better than that as a society, you know what I mean?
And we're democracy, and
I'm just saying, have you ever done DMT, dude?
About this other post.
Okay, cool. Okay.
By youhellfire_kit. And it's a picture of this bonsai tree that sold for 1.8 million yen, which we know is like $250.
Yeah.
Nobody knows how much a yen is.
Yeah.
But it's this amazing bonsai, and it just makes you feel like you're a giant living in this world. What I'm trying to get to is, I think I'm going to start getting into bonsai, guys.
I don't know what post you're talking about.
I just sent it to y'all. And it, I don't know, it looks like an elfin forest, like on a log. It's very Mr. Miyagi, dude.
Is there somebody dragging a shovel outside? What does that sound?
It's the sound of water running through a pipe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It literally sounds like there's a man outside dragging a shovel on the concrete.
Yeah. Yeah, like a really long sidewalk with no cracks, because it's like a steady noise.
I like it. I'm really into it.
Cool.
All right. So anyway, so I like it. I like where we're going here. So, but that was the front page of this past week. Some of the hot ones. I think there's a lot of interesting things if you go reflect on it. It was a little bit of a political week. There were a couple funny Trump things, actually, too, by the way. It was like quintessential Trump, but also these are my favorite Trump moments, when he'll do something and then the rest of the world leaders confusedly go, I don't know how we're supposed to diplomatically handle this situation. So exact moment each world leader in turn realizes Trump missigned the new NAFTA agreement.
Nice.
And like each
did he sign it under the wrong name?
He did. I think he like,
it's weird,
signed it in the place where you're supposed to just write your name or something like that. So it's like one of those things.
There are a couple stories floating around, but one of them is that he used a felt tip pen instead of the one that was given to him, so his name looks absurdly huge.
He used a pen, like a Pentel.
Yeah.
And then like after he does it, you get to, it's actually from a really funny subreddit that I'd never known about before called Watch People Die Inside.
I love it. Love it.
So funny. Every single one of the people up there with him looks at the camera like it's an episode of The Office.
The thing I love most about that sub is because Watch People Die is a really dark sub that's like literally just like people committing suicide and it's on camera and whatever.
But Watch People Die Inside.
It's people, ego
death.
It's watching someone realize that something has gone terribly wrong. It's really funny.
It's very cringy, internet cringy.
Yeah.
Well, some of it's just fun
thing to watch.
Cringy? Oh, dude.
I know. You love cringy.
Oh, I love it.
I'm like, I I gotta.
There's nothing better than the guy who said "Boom goes the dynamite." On it's the greatest of all time.
Boom goes the dynamite.
That was just amazing sports casting.
Right.
There's two kinds of people: people who like watching pranks and people who don't like watching pranks.
Yeah.
I don't like watching pranks. Pranks are different.
Boobs. What say you?
Shit. I mean, I don't even have a stance on it. I don't care.
We're gonna have to develop one on this pod.
I know.
Do you get so empathetic and like feel uncomfortable that you don't enjoy it?
Honestly,
you seem like somebody who likes a
it.
Lightweight prank.
I know, like,
because you're kind of a goof. I'd say a gaffer.
Yeah,
you're a gaffer. I think light pranking.
You like some hullabaloo in your life?
Yeah, I like.
You're in the gaffers
hullabaloo.
Union. I feel like you would like this. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't like pranks. I think pranks are annoying. And if anybody were to come up to me on Venice Beach and try to pull a prank on me and
like
be like,
make out with you,
I was filming for a YouTube show, I would beat them up. I'd go to prison for assault charges. But
you'd go 69 boys on their ass.
Totally 69 boys.
First, you drink a Code Red Mountain Dew to get extra energy, just so you could bully them harder.
Extremely lit, dude. And then I would. I would challenge them to a game of NFL Live 98 or whatever we played. Oh, definitely not that.
Madden,
that's not
Madden
a game.
98.
That's what it is. I was so bad. I never really played it. Anyway, so that was a thing. Oh, the other Trump thing that I thought was hilarious was in Argentina. I guess it was for the G20. He shook the hand of the Argentinian president.
Yeah.
And then just wandered off stage. And you could see him verbally saying, "Get me out of here." Trump said that. And just left the Argentinian president up there by himself. And he just kind of was like,
"We have no business together."
Wait, he stood up there and just like didn't know what to do. Like, clearly it was supposed to be this extended photo moment.
Oh my God.
And it was not endearing, but it. Have you seen it? Do you see it?
Yeah, the one underneath that shows
my
the
God.
Portuguese president accidentally drooling himself in front of the Chinese president.
Drooling?
I've had a moment here and there in my life where I've drooled.
Oh, I do it all the time. I used to have an enlarged tongue. I used to have a whole issue with it.
That means
you're
coming across.
I could just go through the top page in this whole episode.
I know. It's really...
It was a big week.
Someday we might actually do that, I think.
That would be really
funny. It might be one of our things. Anyway, all right, so... Big week for the lols. Now, let's talk about what we're actually here to talk about, guys.
Yeah, let's do it.
Capo Wine. Should we pull another one out? Do a mid-pod sponsorship?
I mean, they sent us 100 bottles.
Yeah, I mean, we have thousands of cases, so just give us your address and we'll send you a sword and a Capo Wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ninja stars and a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
For your Christmas spirit.
For your Christmas spirit. I got another one here. This one's got a nice
nice color.
This is a really nice color. It's kind of like it's a translucent yellow.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a 70s sunshine, I'd say.
I don't feel like maybe this is just because they're our sponsor today and we're contractually obligated to give all of them 10s, but I actually will say I don't know if it's the bottle itself or if it's the color of the wine, but I don't usually feel like I get such a clear shade of yellow.
Most of the wine you buy is like got some floaters in it.
Or maybe it's not yellow, it's more white.
What
maybe
does it say on the back there?
The back, your back or my back?
The back of the bottle.
The back of the bottle. Sonoma County, Iseta family, Capo Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, so that's a soft B?
Yeah, nice. This is a soft B. So this is really good. It's got 14.7% alcohol. So this is really good if you've had a kratom bender.
Yeah.
And you're trying to come down from your kratom high and you want to also watch Gilmore Girls while you're doing that. You get this and then you
that one pairs
Sauvignon Blanc.
That pairs great with Gilmore Girls.
So what does this pair with food-wise? So we're sitting here, we're watching Gilmore Girls.
I think the KFC Smasher Bowl.
Shellfish, soft cheeses, and California cuisine.
Okay.
It's a brilliant pale straw yellow with a tinge of lime green, pungent nose.
Are you reading?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
With
pure Sauvignon Blanc fruit, aromas of grapefruit, cut grass, green bell pepper, and lime.
Whoa.
How do you... I don't understand how you read the way you read.
I know, right?
You read so good.
If we would have read that, it would have been like green yellow
grapes.
With...
looks great. You guys, it's good. Well,
can't read this one.
I like those.
Don't recognize that word.
Yeah. I like cut grass.
Yeah, that's cut nice. Grass. It's crisp, fresh, linear acidity. Integrates well with pleasant river rock mineral on the finish.
Bring your Zyrtec. Yeah.
It's got 13.4% alcohol.
Whoa. Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's pretty spicy. We could actually probably drink that one in the morning if we really wanted to.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe we'll
do that
next pod.
It's good for like a bus ride to work, I'd say. Mm-hmm.
Just stick a little.
Pairs well with soft cheese. KFC's famous bowl. a public bus ride to work.
And a chocolate
and
croissant.
Kilmore Girls
from
on
Coffee
an
Bean and
iPhone 6. Depressing.
And,
yeah.
And 100.3 KJazz.
We're going to get better at. Hawking this wine. I promise.
A good ad. No, that was a good ad. We did it right. We did what we were supposed to.
It's really cool.
Expect
stuff.
Your sales to shoot through the roof.
Anyway, good wine. Great wine. We're two down. We got a bunch more. We won't go over all of them on this pod. It's going to leave some cliffhangers. Let's talk about No Stupid Questions in this one specific post because it's very interesting. So, this post, let's see where to go. All right. So, no Stupid Questions, just to give you a little brief on what this sub is, because I think this sub is really cool. It is exactly what you would expect. It's a huge sub. It's 761,884 readers, 4,506 on here right now.
I'm just realizing I'm not utilizing this sub enough
in
my life.
Yeah.
Like I have broad questions to things, and I think this is a good place to throw your broad question or specific, but you know, things like how do I enter a room and not seem so goddamn awkward, and just see what people say.
That's a thing, yeah. I mean, that's a very prototypically Reddit thing to ask.
Put on your pants,
things like that. Yeah. Chin held high. Yeah.
So here's
stop with the double chin. Put on your pants.
Take your pants down.
So the top post on those two questions is. Are you guys seeing this?
Yes.
It's this post of like a really long, like the font is weird. Like there's spacing between everything. And it says, I've accidentally changed my font to this. How can I change it back? I don't know how I've done it, but I'm using Chrome running Windows 10 if that helps.
Oh, Angel. What does the top comment say? Who helped them?
I don't know.
That's so great.
I can't tell if it's real or if it's a joke, but if either way, it's.
The answer is Shift plus space.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh my God.
I love that this person went to this sub specifically to do this.
Yeah. I know.
I don't know what to do.
So the second one down though, of all time, was posted 6 days ago and is
that's
the source
crazy.
Of our fucking thing, right? So last edited 5 days ago. So how is Reddit so popular yet everyone I ask either doesn't use it or has never even heard of it? Which is a fascinating question. Because I think that we've all dealt with that, especially with this podcast. I think when we started this podcast, part of it was based in that. It was like all of us were really into Reddit.
Yeah.
And we were – I remember being like this – I don't know why more people aren't using, talking about understanding Reddit.
Especially people in our lives that are very much working in creative fields.
Right.
Like this is such a good touch point to find information,
totally.
To find inspiration. And like you talk to people, it's like – What do you do your podcast on? Oh, it's about Reddit, and the conversation's always like, "Oh yeah, Reddit,
totally.
Yeah, yeah." I don't get it. I don't use it, but that's across the board.
Right.
Everybody's reaction.
It is.
I don't know any other people really, except for you guys.
Totally.
That use it. I know one guy. He's got a beard and huge thighs,
ooh.
Which fits the Reddit mold.
That's a very
it does.
Reddit thing. Yeah, I wonder if I mean the thing. So when we first started getting to know the Reddit people, shout out Will.
Yes.
Fuck Will him. _ we're not going to say your last name.
Yeah.
That's
good.
His
good. Yeah. Really good people over there. When we first started getting to know them, I don't know if you guys felt this, but I felt like this weird sense of relief where they were normal, interesting people who were just as engaged with the weirdness of Reddit that we were.
Yeah.
So I think we always come at it with a little bit.
They're like Reddit fans, but went to good colleges.
Totally, yeah. And also cool. they were perfect. Did you crack your phone mid-pod?
No, I found out I have a little
whoa.
One of these guys. It's one of those satisfying little clear stickers you can take off.
That was oddly satisfying. Another great sub.
Another great sub.
How did you realize that was the case during this pod?
I saw dog hair in it, so I took my phone case off to remove the dog hair, and then realized that. The rest is history.
Good. All right. Cool. Good stuff. Cabo Wine.
Cabo Wine.
Anyway, so when we met Will in particular, and just the Reddit people, I suddenly was like, oh shit, there are more of us, which sounds ridiculous. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like we're fucking X-Men. It's like that's not the point.
It's just so rare to I don't know, for me, so rare to know people who are, I don't know,
post, I think, is exactly kind of the point, right? Is that I've only met one person who uses it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yet it's still considered, I think it's the fourth biggest.
I read fifth on something yesterday. Yeah. I've heard ninth. Let's just say top 10, which is
websites in the world of all time, right? So it's fucking crazy big, right? And then we obviously know that the ripples of culture affect everything. So I think that I wanted to go over this. We can talk about No Stupid Questions. I think there's some other ones good in there, but primarily this point, because I think this is just such an interesting topic.
Yeah.
That deserves a bit of a roundtable discussion from us and from what our experiences are. Because I also have had people be like, can you teach me how to use it?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you teach me how to Dougie? And then can you teach me how to use it?
Exactly.
But you know what also is kind of funny? I know we'll get into talking about a lot of it too, but let's just get into it. Is that a lot of people don't want to give away what their handle is?
I know. I find that really interesting.
I know. And I didn't.
Right.
But I mean, I don't really care anymore, but
I was thinking about this last night, what you're talking about, the handles thing.
Yeah.
And Reddit is, you have to have, you don't actually have to have a handle, but if you want to participate, you need a handle.
Yeah.
And so I was reading this last night, and I have one account, which kind of makes me a noob rook.
Well, you're a good lurker.
I actually participate, but I don't troll or say things that are inflammatory, because I'm just like, this is me, right?
Yeah. There's a house of cards.
But you start to realize the more you get into Reddit, that people just have so many different accounts for different things.
Yeah.
And it just sounds like too much for me to manage right now.
Yeah, that's a lot of work, but I understand.
But it's just sort of an epiphany. Like, I think, how many accounts do you have, Doug Boobs?
Just one.
That's nice. Me
a
too.
A long time
clean.
Ago.
You're living a clean life.
Yeah, clean life.
Dad over here.
I've got thousands.
Oh, socks.
Thousands of accounts. Thousands of accounts for just No
Is
Stupid Questions
alone.
Is that a
name for accounts? Socks?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Sock accounts.
Okay. I didn't know that.
No.
Socks.
Yeah. I only use one account, but I have a few other ones that I don't really use. And there's no seedy reason. It's more
But if you want to get involved with a random act of blowjob, which is a cool sub.
Is that true?
Is that a sub?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's incredible.
I'll be right back.
Have you not seen that? I feel like we've talked about this.
No.
Random acts of blowjob. It's like, hey, I'm going to be in a parking lot.
Oh my God.
Oh my
and the reason why
God.
I think it's weird is because
the coolest thing.
What are the chances
you're
in the same city as anybody? Because this will be like, I'm in Berlin. I'm going to be in this parking lot. You're like, oh, I'm in Los Angeles.
But 27, Toronto, Canada, looking for some dicks.
Oh, my God. That person's looking to give a blowjob.
Yeah.
Oh, there's gives and gets.
Mostly.
So
that's where you could use your sock accounts, maybe.
And I think maybe this is part of what makes our relationship with Reddit special. And, I always react that way when I find out about something like this.
Wow.
When I hear about something like that, I go, oh, and I can feel my brain have a fucking explosion, right? It makes me genuinely excited when all of a sudden I'm like, there's a world that I didn't know about, and I gotta go find it, and I'm gonna go research it, and whatever.
It's a fantastic vehicle and portal to the whole world, and I think we are curious about that stuff, and so that's why we like the portal.
But I think that's the question of I'm concerned about what element of this Dog Boobs is getting so excited about.
She's
having a reaction right now, and I don't know if she's I found my people.
I think this came up when we were talking about
the top of all time.
R for R. All
right. Really fast. 36, male, looking for female, 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 11 times.
Right.
Las Vegas local male wants dick sucked, ideally by team of athletes, maybe soccer. It's always been a dream of mine to get my dick sucked by about 11 women at once. I'd like them to have athletic builds. Ideally, early to mid-20s. I can host. Park your team bus in front of my house. The neighbors won't mind. Maybe dreams do come true. P.S. I just went to Costco, so I have a ton of Totino's pizza rolls. Let's feast.
And is that the best post of all time?
It's the best of all time. P.P.S. I want to come on the goalie, not negotiable.
And who wrote this? What's their user?
This guy's name is underscore Hank underscore Scorpio.
Hank Scorpio.
The first, or the top comment is, good luck finding 11 straight women on a soccer team.
I love Reddit so
this
much.
Is so gross.
But this is the shit that there are a couple things about this post as it pertains to something like that that's really interesting. Is like, I like being public about my love and fascination with shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Like I like being that way because I feel like it's a sincere appreciation of oddity without it being like a fetishist, you know what I mean?
No, you're just curious about it. I've brought things like that up to people that I think would get it, and they're
totally
like, what are you into? And I'm like, I'm not into it. Isn't this interesting that this exists?
Totally.
And that people meet up through the internet and parking lots?
Totally.
And like, do whatever or anything else on Reddit. And people are like, I guess, you weirdo. And you're like, God. I do not love
it. Totally. And I think that's...
Oh, we have a guest.
We got a guest.
Studio guest.
We got a guest. Kappa Wine. Just walked in. No. Freed's wife, the Jill.
Oh, what's your underscore?
What's your username, Jill?
I don't know. You guys are the creative.
Sally underscore McDonald underscore
Stiletto Ninja.
Stiletto Ninja.
Something like that. Yeah.
Stiletto Ninja.
What was it? Chad fucking Sagittarius. What's this guy's name?
Yeah. Hank Sagittarius.
Hank Scorpio.
Oh, yeah.
Hank Scorpio.
Hank Scorpio. Oh.
Are you Hank Scorpio?
Yeah, I think we just found a Hank Scorpio. God.
I want to come with a goalie, not negotiable.
I want to know the success rate of an actual job.
That's so amazing. But anyway, so I think that's one of the big things, and that's something that is pointed out. I think we're going to read some of the comments here.
If you were a professional writer and somebody asked for a sample writing and you send them that post, you're like, I wrote this. I would be like, that's really interesting and creative.
Yeah.
You're good at painting a picture.
Right.
Dude, and that's the other thing about this is I feel like...
I don't think it would fly.
I don't know if it would fly, but I think that there is a ton of value in the ability to create native internet content, right? I mean, that's one of the interesting things in that I find with posts like this, because we don't know if this guy's real or fake, right? But if he's fake, it's almost just as cool because it's such a cool premise, right?
He just sat around and was like, this is funny. I'm going to write it out in a way that's entertaining. And we're getting entertained by it. And that's what's interesting.
And it became a thing of legend,
dude.
He got
the UNLV soccer team to come over and crush his pizza rolls. And his pizza rolls.
I love that he... Oh, too good. So here's one of the things, right? So the comments on this post, now we're back to the no stupid questions. By the way, we're no longer on Random Acts of Blowjobs. Two of us are no longer on Random Acts of Blowjobs. So the top comment on that one post is, my nearly 60-year-old mom is on Reddit. She's one of the many, many lurkers, though. Don't even sign up for an account for the first couple years. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. Dog boost. Please read this for me. Didn't even sign up for an account for the first couple years. She doesn't know my username and I don't know hers. And then the post below is, yes, I do. And then it's a funny exchange between a couple people. But so that's really interesting that I think that there is, and that is something I do find that is a thing on Reddit, right? Is that the age that you would assume is a Reddit user is not necessarily accurate.
Yeah.
I think in our minds, we're like, it's all 15-year-old boys, but it's like not the case. It's like, it's a whole range, right?
Reddit is kind of still designed, like the user interface, everyone bitches about being terrible. But last night, I actually went back to the old interface.
Because I haven't gone to the new one.
I tried to switch, but now I'm like, stop trying. It's just not as good. So the old one. So the old one's like the interface is so kind of crummy and like old. Yeah. Feels like 90s internet. It's
Craigslist.
Craigslist. Yeah. Which is interesting because people that are 60 come from the time of the internet when it was all like this.
Right.
So they're actually in a weird way best suited for Reddit.
Totally.
So the fact that you shouldn't be surprised that somebody older is using Reddit because it's sort of designed for their like chat roomy
usability. Well, I also think that it goes back to that kind of the thing with Reddit is I think the what do you fucking call it when getting into it is hard. It's a steep learning curve, right?
Yeah.
Right. So there is a steep learning curve because
Into it is hard. Tall limousines.
Yeah. That's true.
One of those bicycles with a big front wheel and a small back wheel.
I've never understood how people do that.
I don't get it either. Yeah. I think they were born on those.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, so getting into it, I have a friend, actually the bassist in my band, we were talking about Reddit and she was like, yeah, I don't really get Reddit really. And I was like, of course, nobody does.
And she's in a band.
Right. And she was like, my ritual every morning is I like check Instagram, Twitter, and then Reddit, and I'm on Reddit for a little bit every morning. And I was saying that, and she was just like, I would love to do that, but I don't really, I just go to the subs that I follow, and then I kind of get bored because I've already seen it. I'm just like, okay, cool, that's your first mistake. Because it's like, the subs are like they're the nexus for a very specific topics. Like, if you're really into No Stupid Questions, you're just like, cool, I'll check out what's on No Stupid Questions, or like WTF, or fucking Watch People Die Inside, or whatever, which provide a good, like, cool, this is funny, this is interesting. But what's really good is when you go to all and you just see, you use it as it, I mean, that's where the front page of the internet thing, I think, really shines through. It's like, you might get news, like it might be news breaking, right? Yeah. Or it might, realistically, it just might be like this thing, like that photo from the Paris thing that was on the front page, that all of a sudden somebody will send me that later and they'll be like, have you seen this photo? It's crazy. I'll be like, yeah, I saw it 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Right. Like, dude.
Which is why we like Reddit. There's like a sort of an egotistical element of you.
A little bit. Yeah.
I've already seen that, you dude.
You dude. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a big part of it, but I think it's also, it is still learning that behavior of, you have to be an innately curious person to, I think, get the most out of Reddit. But I think you also, to the point of this question, I think it's rare to find somebody that really lets their curiosity freak flag fly truly out in the open.
Yeah.
Because even somebody like Galloboob, like kind of the most prolific Redditor in the world, I've seen that he's done a couple interviews, but I'm sure most people he's associated with have no idea that he is Galloboob, right? And you know,
so cool.
Totally. And if we didn't do this podcast, nobody would know who we are. It's usernames, right? And
we're terrible at hiding it.
And we are terrible at hiding it. But I don't mind that because I think there's something.
I live at 444 Main Street. Yeah.
I mean, I like the fact too that there's. I mean, this kind of gets to that kind of. I don't want to say it's morbid curiosity, but something like random acts of blowjobs, like lurking in a place like that is really interesting. I think participating, it takes a special kind of person, and we have no qualms. Like, for those kind of people that are into that, sure, great. We want to talk to you. Hit us up. Hi, didyoureddit.com or on our subreddit. But, you know, being able to just go to and know what Gone Wild is and know what fucking random acts of blowjob is or whatever, I think that doesn't necessarily mean that you condone or don't condone or whatever. It just means that you're being familiar with the way culture is moving and changing.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that is kind of the point of Reddit. And I think that's also the weird thing about why it's so popular, but people don't know. People don't realize people why it's so popular, but no one is willing to fess up to it, right?
This is an interesting post somebody wrote from Alina's Where02, I'm not going to try to spell it. I was at school the other day using Reddit on the school computers.
Oh, I love
this.
And
my friend looks at me on Reddit and he's amazed. He turns to my other friend and he says, yo, check it out. This guy's on Reddit. Turns out that he thought this was part of the dark web.
Which is kind of
interesting. Like, I think people might think Reddit gets lumped in with 4chan a lot.
Totally.
Yeah.
And 4chan is more of the dark web than Reddit. Yeah. Reddit's like, there's a lot of just really nice, normal places to hang out.
Totally. Yeah. 4chan is.
Might be afraid of it.
Reddit. I think so. I think people, yes. I think that's some fucking bullshit media thing where like media, for whatever reason, has turned Reddit into like 4chan Jr.
I know.
And I guess to a degree it is. But even 4chan, there is. What are you doing, Dog Boobs?
Sorry. Was that loud?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
Dog Boobs is just...
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
I have busy hands.
That's true.
My mom says that about me. I always have to fuck around with stuff on tables. Go on. By all means, go on, please.
But that's, I think the 4chan thing, even 4chan, there's a lot of value in 4chan. It's just gross and weird, but that kind of goes back. And I know we are going to do an episode on internet gentrification because I think it's fascinating. And I think when we found Tard Tales last week, my mind was fucking blown.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's so interesting. And I think that there's that the 4chan component, I think, is really interesting as like a cultural thing because so many of the things that become popular on Reddit are created on 4chan.
Right.
And then they just get to Reddit and then they blow up and they become like a global phenomenon. And 4chan in a lot of ways is kind of the puppet master behind the scenes of a lot of the things that we are familiar with online.
Yeah.
It's just a lot harder to navigate. And I think Reddit just inherently is this weird middle ground where it's like, yes, you are anonymous, but you have a username that ends up like if you want to make it something that you end up gathering a lot of credibility in, then you can.
Right.
4chan is a lot more like, no one knows who you are, no one will know who you are, it doesn't fucking matter, right?
Did you think Reddit used to be more like that?
Like trolly and mean and dark webby?
Like, I feel like a lot of social media platforms try to get people to, like, not be anonymous, right. You know?
And totally.
Start promoting, like, be friends with someone, like, you know, add people as friends, all this stuff to kind of take away the anonymity. And I wonder if that's happened a bit more with Reddit in the past few years, which makes it people more decent because more people happen to know who they are or something.
I mean, I don't know if it's that people know who they are. I think it's more that people know what the role is they play in that community. I think that's kind of what's interesting about it. It's like there are people that are kind of the equivalent to like the scene queen. You know what I mean? And that's, I mean, so a good example of this is actually when we did our Frag Splits episode.
One of the best.
One of the best.
I love that one.
So WVU Phoenix, shout out, boy. He was, he or she, I'm actually not sure. I started participating in Frag Splits. I started getting these things. And, I ended up corresponding with that person quite a bit. And we didn't ever go away from solely transactional. But now in my head, it's like I know that that person is it's kind of the gatekeeper of the scene that is interesting over there, right? And so
even without knowing people's real identities, you start to make
you know they're
put them in relationships. In
you
your
know
brain.
Their role, but you don't know who they are. It's like you might know the town baker without knowing what his family is and what his name is. You know what I mean? You just know that he's the guy who makes the best bread.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of a little bit about what makes Reddit really interesting is like I don't, you know, we could go to fill in the blank, I don't know, like any of the subs that we've done and we kind of talk to the mods and we kind of know them as somebody who is the sole force behind this specific topic or this specific community. But if we run into them in the street, we're never going to know. I mean, it feels like Reddit is almost kind of a text-based Second Life in its purest way, you know?
Totally.
If somebody was bragging about being a moderator at a party, it'd be funny.
It'd be interesting to know what they are the mod of, you know what I mean? Because I've met a couple mods in real life.
Geek on it, but I think the average person, if that was like their claim to fame at a party trying to get laid or something, it'd be cool. It wouldn't work. Like, what do you do?
Totally.
I'm a mod of a pretty big sub on Reddit. What?
Well, it's also, I mean, it's a voluntary thing too. So it's like it's a strange, I mean, the mod thing is a whole different, interesting topic. Cause I think it is when you are the linchpin of a specific community, especially if it's a big community, I mean, A, there's a lot of responsibility built into it, but B, I think it's also something you end up learning the nuances of how people work in a really interesting way. Like if you're the mod for Watch People Die, right? You're going to learn a lot about you're going to end up getting a lot more than just posts about people dying. People are going to message you with like hate, really really hateful messages, and then you're probably going to get some people who are just like, I really get a lot of these videos. It makes me not want to kill myself because I feel how much pain that people go through when they see it. And like you're going to become this
insight.
yeah, this insight into how people work, which is really interesting. So another
like in a bigger picture, that's kind of a why we like Reddit too.
Totally.
It's
like this
humongous sample size of humans.
But also it's clearly defined communities that I think sometimes are a little bit more nuanced in society, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like you don't really know, like you're going to meet some guy on the street or like your coworker, and this happens all the time. It's like, cool, you're like your coworker, like, what's your name? Where are you from? You're like, oh, I'm Jim. I'm from Houston. I like sports, right? And then all of a sudden, if you dig deeper and you really, really dig deeper, all of a sudden it's like, Jim is like the world expert on fucking baseballs between 1984 and 1985.
Yeah.
Because his dad was like Jim Rollins, right? And you're just like, what the fuck? And those are the things that always come out. That's like kind of the point of Reddit, is like these extremely specific interests that really kind of define us as people.
Interesting comment from Mayan Sarah, Mayensarah.
Cool.
My coworker mentioned a post on Reddit the other day, and I had to fake not knowing what he was talking about. Keep it a secret. Keep it safe. And it's like, huh, interesting.
Right.
And then a couple comments down. One guy says, it's currently the sixth most popular website in America. I think the secret's out.
Right.
And the next comment says, I'm guessing three of the five above are Pornhub, Netflix, and Amazon. Which makes me think, Reddit is kind of like, you don't go around talking about how you go to Reddit, just like you don't go around talking about how you go to Pornhub.
Totally.
It's sort of this, like, it's almost porn adjacent in a way where people
I totally
treat
agree.
It like it's yeah. naughty for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like naughty, it's like intellectual naughty.
Intellectual right? naughty or whatever.
And it's like guilty pleasures. Totally. Like you go to whatever subs you're like
right.
deep down into.
Makes you,
you know?
Seem a way you don't want people to perceive you, I think maybe... is why people, yeah. at least this is what they're talking about, which is kind of an interesting idea.
Do you guys remember this thing back in 2009, there was this thing, there was like a secret Reddit code phrase. It's really dorky when you look back on it. It's like very cringy.
Okay.
But they had this thing
like
where,
Reddit.
Yeah, exactly. It was like 2009 cringe right. Reddit of like, I feel like our age only 10 years ago of
Whoa.
Kids that were like, you know how you find out if someone else is a Redditor? You ask the question, when does the narwhal bacon? Have you heard of that?
No, I
when
haven't.
Does the narwhal
when
bacon?
Does the narwhal nice. Bacon?
Get that tattoo.
And if
Dan.
Someone responds,
I actually should get that tattoo.
Midnight, that means they're a Redditor.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
This is like Cold War code.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it? It's seeing this comment is like, this is looking back at our childhood and cringing at the stupid shit we said. And this other person said, it seemed cool at the time.
I mean, but there's so many things like that in life.
Yeah.
I mean, that, again, that's always the beauty of Reddit is it capitalizes or it creates it's like a petri dish for other things that happen in our real world
yeah.
lives that we kind of forget about or whatever. Like, there are bands that you fucking loved or whatever. If you listen to music,
Blink
which I know neither of you guys did.
Yeah. The best.
Their podcast, by the way, is so funny. We got to get them on here, man.
Yeah, we should.
The Blink-182, Blink-185 or whatever they're called.
What you just said, dog boobs, was something I was thinking about. Also, when you're thinking about this pod, is I think one of the inaccessibility things about Reddit is that it seems like this very, very close-knit inside joke social club.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. And to try to enter that, just like any other group of anything,
totally.
Can
yeah.
be difficult, but this is even more difficult because the entry to acceptance
right.
is prickled with trolls and
totally.
Slurs
yeah.
and just people ripping you apart. So if you try to enter this community... It can be
like exclusive.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
you get ripped apart.
Oh, for sure. I mean, dude, that's why so many people are lurkers. Like, it takes a yeah. lot of a weird amount of confidence to really participate.
You have
yeah.
to sort of stop caring about yeah. being accepted and just like jump in.
Well, also, I think you got to learn the lexicon and kind of learn the rules. I mean, I think that's the thing is like
yeah.
you are jumping into this crazy pool of.
It would be like if
people.
I had to go back to high school now,
right.
like as an old person.
Oh,
I,
totally.
I wouldn't.
That's a great way to
I
think about
be,
it, actually.
Like, they would make fun of me for
totally.
Whatever it is I'm doing.
Totally.
Like, look at your jeans, bro. You got them at Costco. And I'm like, yeah, dude, it's a great deal.
Yeah.
yeah. And then
you
some other guy.
Ripped, and you could
totally.
Never win, right? Doesn't
totally.
Matter how cool
totally.
You got, you'd still be a dorky old guy.
God, that's actually a very appropriate analogy. It's like if we all went back to high school right now. It's like we would go back, and if you try to like went into the fucking gym, and we were just like, "Hey guys, want to play hoops?" And some fucking kids are going to be like, who's this fucking old guy? But then another old guy would come over and be like, hey, man, I want to play hoops with you.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like, hey,
cool, let's go play over here.
What's your favorite hoop? And he'd be like, oh, I love this kind of hoop. Be like, I love that kind of hoop.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you have a little micro community, right?
Except the other old dude you're talking to is the teacher.
Right.
And now you're not a student anymore. You're the weird kid who hangs out with teachers, which means you're getting.
And then you get arrested. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
I think I mean that's a really interesting point. I mean, another thing that another post. There are a lot of posts in this that I think are articulate a lot of the nuanced parts of this question. Another one is my cousin asked me once, "Did you use Reddit or do you use Reddit?" I had just started to use Reddit at the time. I was like, "How do you know?" She was like, "You just seem like the kind of person who would."
Yeah.
Over time, I wonder what she meant by that. Sometimes I think she was being charitable. Other times, I think she was not. And I think that's also really interesting because we all could say that about people, right? And I think that's what I find most interesting about the people who don't use Reddit is because there are so many people who I'm like, "Huh." You seem like you would use Reddit. Why don't you use Reddit?
I have a Christmas dinner this weekend with probably 12 to 15 people.
Right.
Nobody uses Reddit. Oh, and these are people so that I hang out with all the time.
That's so fascinating.
It's very interesting.
But then they're
I'm going to ask around. I'm going to do a public symposium.
I mean, the thing you all, but it's there weird, are people right? that then you'll find out like your fucking mom uses Reddit. You're just like, why? Yeah. When did you start using Reddit? Yeah.
God.
It's weird.
Nail polish swaps.
Yeah. Right.
What?
That's I'm like, thing? That's pretty cool.
She's like, I'm into random acts of blowjob.
Mom?
Mom,
no.
No, which part?
Oh, God.
It depends on a variety of factors. Where you live, the type of people you actually hang out with, the type of people you ask. I mean, I kind of agree with that comment, but not really. Like, I feel like every time I meet someone that uses Reddit, I feel like I'm surprised they use Reddit. Like, it's not like it's a complete opposite effect for me. I'll meet really creative weird people and they'll be like, I don't use it, I can't wrap my head around it. I'll meet really fucking normal people who I'm like
normies,
just normcore types, and they'll be like, oh yeah, I'm a moderator at the Donald. I'll be like,
what
get away.
I know that's really
interesting.
This
whole like nobody wants to confess a guilty pleasure sort of comment,
right?
A lot.
And nobody wants to admit their usernames. I'm seeing that too.
Yeah,
and it seems like it's like back to that porn thing, and you're like, this doesn't seem like porn to me. Like Reddit doesn't. I don't know. It just seems like so much more useful data than nefarious data.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like maybe that also hints at people's behavior that they maybe don't want recognized, because like there is
maybe
a ton of porn on Reddit, so it's like
maybe that's what a lot of people are using it for.
Yeah, I mean, but even if it's one of those things where I mean, we to a degree we kind of use Reddit somewhat professionally, right? And I feel like part of that for me, like I always go to porn subreddits because I'm just like, it's part, it goes to the top page, it's a big thing. I'm like, what, why is this a thing right now, right?
And yeah, and a lot of them are culturally interest or relevant.
Totally.
Or something's going on.
Yeah, and that's usually the gateway for me is I'm like, oh, if it's on the top page.
Like small feet, huge tits. Like
totally. Yeah.
That's like a Melania thing.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure that is. I mean, there's some that are like, I mean, one of the funniest subs that's a porn sub that always comes up is Watch It for the Plot. Which I think is hilarious.
I've never seen it. I'll check it out.
Watch It for the Plot is
so it follows story points in.
No, it's like it's usually celebrities from movies.
Oh, nice.
In like naked scenes, but they always the terminology they use in the sub is really funny.
Oh, cool. Because
it'll be like, oh, I love this part. I loved the two plots that just happened there. And like stuff like that, and be like, you guys are fucking hilarious. This is ridiculous.
That's funny.
But things like that. That again, though, it becomes a little bit of the language that people use, and also I think influencers. I mean, I think there's a whole web of influential people who are solely influential on Reddit because of their bodies, and they use it as branding. Like you'll find these people that are like porn stars, cam girls, whatever,
and that reflects back to some other business they have on like a cam site or something like that. Yeah. So it's like it's just a marketing platform.
Yeah. But again, it's like showing the ecosystem, which I think the ecosystem is important to know, important to understand. So it's just really interesting. But I think that there's probably to some degree people use it for that. And that's they're afraid of people knowing that, you know?
Right. And so they just think if you say Reddit, you mean porn. But you're like, no, I mean like the news or like.
Well, I mean, it could be porn. It could be Trump. I mean, it could be a lot of things. I mean, none of the things that I've ever posted through our account, and part of it's because we are technically like public figures in the Reddit space because we do this podcast, even though we're not big public figures, it's like if someone wanted to go back through our posts, they can because they know our names. Yeah. So, you know,
putting ourselves out there.
Yeah. I mean, it makes you a little bit more of a delicate, you know, you got to like, can't be particularly whatever, but I think that's still, you know, if someone were to go back through my fucking post history, it's like all the stuff is going to be, I think most of my karma comes from roasting people.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And it was, and that was literally just a karma grab. That's the only reason I did that.
That was that year you were into making fun of high schoolers.
Yeah. I was really into making fun of high schoolers. I would go to Santa Monica High and be like, gay. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? I'm practicing for Reddit roast me. Just getting warmed up.
God, love it.
The idea that there's these massive industries that so much of the population spends a lot of time on, and then that there are so many people that we know that work in business
totally,
and they have no idea that it exists.
It's crazy.
Kind of boggled my mind. It's just like a thing to know about.
Oh, for sure. I mean, this is an interesting point too. So only about 10% of people on Reddit have accounts. There's more than you think.
That's really interesting.
I know. So that makes sense. I mean, all the lurkers and whatever. But so I had heard something the other day about Amazon, which I think is kind of reflective of what you just said, Fried, where
Amozian,
evidently Amazon just this past year came out in Australia.
Really?
Like just this past year, Amazon is in Australia.
Were they Alibaba before?
I have no idea, but just think of that, dude. Think of like a Western country like Australia just now got Amazon. Are you fucking kidding me? And it's already the most Jeff Bezos is a fucking bajillionaire, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's a little bit like Reddit, where it's like there are so many people that don't know about it.
Yeah.
It's still as big as it is. And I think there's also a little bit of the underground thing where it's like you don't want everybody to know about Reddit because then it takes a little bit of what Reddit is away.
Right.
But I don't think, no matter how much we do this podcast, no matter how much we explain it, I don't think it'll ever really, the secret will ever be out. Because the things that make Reddit interesting are so subsurface you have to work
to do it. Just enough to keep most people away. You need to put a little effort out.
Yeah, and I don't think...
Not much.
I mean, Reddit, I think, is also in this interesting place where I think they, as a company, recognize that they're trying to do ads. They're trying to figure out how to capitalize on what they have, especially as like this massive site. But it is hard because I think the beauty in Reddit is kind of the cool of unknowing, right?
Yeah.
And I think that from an advertiser, it's kind of interesting where you can suddenly... You get eyeballs, but you're never really going to get... You're never going to know... You're never going to know exactly who those people are, right? But you will get eyeballs, right?
Yeah.
And you know that like X amount of people and X kind of people are on Reddit, but you're never going to have the demographic breakdown. Because I don't think Reddit, I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think they use their data that way. I think they use their data in a different way.
Do you like selling it to
that? I don't think they're doing that. And it also, it's like, even if they were, this is kind of the beauty in Reddit again. It's like your username is detached from you as a person.
Right. And you're acting away potentially per your username.
Totally.
Like you're almost playing a character. So it's hard to advertise to that. But I'm sure there's other data.
I'm sure. I mean, there's passive data. I mean, there's stuff that like, you know.
Clickability.
What subs does this username go to? And then you can kind of make a dot chart of that. But I think that's ultimately Facebook's biggest downfall is the fact that it is linked to us as people. Right. So all of a sudden we feel like our real lives are being impeded upon. And I think Reddit, you don't ever feel like your life is being impeded upon in real life.
I found, because I was sort of Googling about this topic last night, and I found this little quote from a former executive at Reddit. And this is what he says. He says, I think ultimately the problem that Reddit has is the same as Twitter and Discord. By focusing on growth and growth only and ignoring the problems, they amass this large set of cultural norms on their platforms, which is sort of like the right. inside baseball talk. Their cultural norms are different from any other community, but they tend to stem from harassment or abuse or bad behavior, and they have worked themselves into a position where they're completely defensive. I really don't think it's possible for either of them to catch up to this problem. So, like, the cat's out of the bag kind of thing.
Is it? Wait, I'm sorry. You're talking about Reddit or Discord?
This guy's saying all of them.
Oh, okay.
They've sort of built their bones on the fact that people are negative and trolly, and yep. because that's they're trying to reverse it now, but it's right. too late. This yep. is what this guy's saying. And then at the end of the thing, he says, I fundamentally believe that my time at Reddit has made the world a worse place, and that sucks. And it sucks to have to say that about myself. I've got a lot of advice from startups, and it's not very fucking complicated. It's just think about the impact that you want to have on your users and the other people consuming your content, and do the right thing. Don't be an idiot about it.
I disagree with that.
This guy, this is like a former, former executive, and he's feeling guilty about what he has done to the world. And I was like, wow, that's like a really interesting big statement. Have sites like this, and I don't think, I'm not trying to shit on Reddit, it's just more of a question. Like, have sites like Reddit, Twitter, Facebook made the world a worse place?
Created
more trolling, more negative commentary, more stress in the world? Like, I don't know. I don't think it's too young to say.
Well, I would argue that
early stage of it, right?
I think Reddit is a very different proposition than those other ones. And I think, obviously we really believe in Reddit as a product. And I mean, I don't fucking think anybody's doing a podcast about Facebook, you know what I mean? Mm. And Facebook culture. I mean, I think that if it is, it's like about the weird culture that Facebook doesn't want to embrace. I think Facebook has one, probably. Facebook might have one, but I don't think that you have somebody who just like loves and is enamored by Facebook doing something about Facebook.
The only thing same with Twitter, is the communities, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, but I think that, I mean, Reddit is designed around the thing that Reddit is designed around the only thing that would ever make Facebook cool, which is sub communities of people who don't know each other, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
and that's the whole point of Reddit, and I think that's the beauty in Reddit. I think that's the beauty of like that's.
Yeah. I hate when Facebook tries to connect me with things.
Ridiculous.
Like they're like, say this to someone. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
stay out. Like,
let me do it on my own. Yeah,
yeah. Jeez, and it feels so fake.
It feels fake. It feels really, really fake. And I think that. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting hearing the guy from Reddit do that, but I think
thought it was an interesting insight into his experience. Not that it's everybody's experience, but...
But I wonder, I mean, when you hear somebody like that, first of all, that seems like a very myopic Silicon Valley left coastal thing to say, where you're just like, it just sucks that I let the Donald become a thing, right? And I'm just like, no, that's not the point, because I think...
didn't let anything happen.
Right.
It already happened.
Yeah. And I think that for, you know, when we had a chat with Roy, it was a really interesting thing for me because I think that Roy was such a pleasant guy who had these dramatically different points of view from us, but ultimately was somebody that we walked away being like, fucking love Roy. This guy's great. He's just a good dude. Bless Roy. And I feel like,
which is what the internet lacks mostly, is actual connectivity.
But I think that Reddit is the closest place to doing that because people gather around issues and topics that they believe in. And granted, we aren't engaged in kind of the seedier versions of Reddit, but I think I would love, I mean, I'm going to reach out to the moderators at Tard Tales and they'll probably fucking tell us to fuck off and they'll probably call me a retard for even asking them, but like, but I think that I would love to have a conversation with these people and be like, what do you feel, like, what do you think when these subs that you share this genealogy with are getting purged from the internet? Like,
right.
Like, what?
Like,
what
it'd be interesting to hear their take on why they think it should still be a thing versus, totally. We don't want to hear someone make fun of retarded people for 40 minutes, but why they think it's important to be allowed to, I think, is the point.
Well, why it's important that they think they need to be allowed to, and what kind of person and what kind of what has brought them together. Because I would even like, if you and this is an audacious thought and very speculative, obviously. Whoa. But like, if we were, did you just find something? Or are you about to about what I'm about to say?
Yeah, the audacious.
Okay,
thought.
Cool. But if there were to be a sub for like, you know, school shooters, like old ex school shooters or like potential school shooters, right?
That's interesting.
Yeah. Like it would be
thinking about shooting at my school,
right? And if it was a sub dedicated to that,
that's crazy.
You would I would put money on it. Being more wholesome than we realize. I feel like
it would turn into more of a supportive community versus like,
well, it would inherently be a supportive community.
I guess it is.
It might turn into something really it's already negative. It might be an active negativity, but I think on the surface the whole premise of that is a support network, right? It's just a support network around a really dark idea. But even that is still There's a power of community within that that it's I think is really interesting, right?
Because, there aren't that many places that you can openly ask for help in community forums that are inherently darker.
Yeah.
Like, you would never say that in Facebook.
No.
Because it's, but you sort of, that anonymous thing allows you to be yourself in a way
right.
that might help you find community.
Yeah.
And then help. Somehow.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the coconutting thing, right? It's like you can do this outrageous post about coconutting and not be considered a weirdo, right? People might think you're a weirdo. Like, we might be like kind of weird, but there are also people who are going to be like, it's good content, man. Thanks for posting that. That's funny. It's good content, you know? I mean, it's what we did with the guy, the random acts of blowjob. It's like, we don't look at that. We don't look at that like a pervert. We look at that as a contributor to like the internet as a whole.
Can you
that
give me
makes
your...
us go, this is weird and funny and interesting.
How,
right?
mm-hmm. How would Kathy and Hoda react to that post?
I mean,
that's a good question.
Dear.
It's a great question.
Yeah. Oh my
These
god.
Millennials.
And then Kathy would be like, well, I'll drink to that. And then they're like, Kathy.
Yeah, what? You're naughty.
You are naughty.
I'd like to bone him, but ew. Like, I feel like they harass men a lot.
Oh, they do it all the time. Well, that's
do you
their
guys whole
thing.
Hoda on a lot?
Hody's, in our house in the morning. That's nice. Like, that's my shit. That's,
love that.
I'll just say, that's my shit.
No, Kathy and Hoda are fucking house. Ridiculous.
So Hoda's pretty. She's cleaning up her act.
Oh, really?
She's making a move to like the real show.
Right.
I think she's trying to be a journalist.
She's moving to Hollywood.
Kathy's just off the deep end, just slugging wine. I think she drinks Capo actually on.
Oh, there. Shout out Capo.
Shout out Capo.
Shout out Capo. We should. I love the idea of that being that them being intricately involved in that. Anyway, what else do we want to talk about this? I mean, I think we're this. I don't mean for this to become like one long Reddit ad, but I think the topic is really interesting, and I think that some people listen to our pod that are really into Reddit, and some aren't. I think that people have been around for a while are Redditors now. I think obviously, but
yeah.
But I think if you for whatever reason listen and you're not a Redditor, I think this. Try it out.
Try it out. And I think the other thing is, like, whatever you're into, Reddit has a community for that.
Right.
So even if you don't think you would like Reddit, whatever you're into is on Reddit. So try it out.
I mean, I also think that it's almost cooler when you're not into some of the subs, right? If you're like...
I agree.
Like, that's kind of why I love it, is because I learn about... shit that I can't learn about anywhere else.
You
right?
like to learn, and you like to discovery. Learn,
yeah, it's like Coursera for your fucking like mind, dude. It's not true. Coursera.
What's Coursera?
It's like one of those online courses that you can take. Anyway, all right. So we should probably wrap this guy out. I think we're gonna have to do another. We're gonna do another topic at some point, or another sub specifically about no stupid questions. Because
ask a bunch.
Well, there are a lot of, I mean, there are some really great, not stupid questions on here.
Some gems.
How is Kidz Bop still alive after 38 albums? Who are these people that keep buying them?
Yeah, and who are these
great
kids?
Great fucking question. Right. I mean, do you think that maybe Kidz Bop now is like people think of them fondly? Where it's like, I listened to those when I was a kid.
God, I don't even know.
I don't know what Kidz Bop is.
You don't,
what in the
it's
world?
It's like a bunch of kids singing popular radio songs, only clean versions.
Oh, cool.
Right.
chill.
If I go into a coma during a prison sentence and I wake up after the sentence ends, am I free or do I still have to do my time? Oh my god.
There's a really good one about crows.
Ask one about crows and then I have another funny one.
There's one about crows where he's like, how do you repair relations with like the crows in your neighborhood? And apparently like the crows ganged up on one of the other crows, killed it, and then he moved its body out of his yard because he's like, I don't want a decaying crow body in my yard. Right. And now all the crows hate him. So someone was like, he gave a really good answer.
Here's the question that we're all asking. How many balloons do you have to tie to a baby to make it float away?
Oh, my God. Wait, yeah. Or let's, just anyone in general.
Let's say the baby is 4 months old. Okay.
I mean, that's just a good safety tip, because if you're an overzealous balloon gifter, you don't want to be the one who's like,
oh, I lost your baby.
Right.
You're like, I was just trying to give him 1,000 balloons.
going in on average weight being 15 pounds of a 4-month-old baby, and this site saying a standard balloon can carry 5 grams, we would need 1,360.8 balloons.
Oh, wow.
This is assuming a lot, though.
Oh,
I like how he made it a community thing. He said we.
Yeah.
We would need. We're working together on this. Is it normal to have a trash can in your bedroom? I'd say yes, right?
This one's fantastic. I'm Hispanic, but I appear white. Am I in the wrong?
What? In the wrong?
I don't know.
We need more details to determine that.
It's like he's cheating or something, or I don't know.
God.
What happened to ISIS? Yeah. That's a good question, actually.
Yeah, what are they doing?
I don't think they were ever a big threat.
Well, but they were like, people love talking about them.
Well, because they cut like 2 dudes' heads off, but I don't think they were actually a big threat, but in the news, they were in love with them.
Did drug dogs have to be retrained to ignore marijuana in states, countries where it's been legalized?
Such a good question.
That's a fucking great question.
Because I think about that all the time. I'm like, now everyone's carrying weed.
Right.
These dogs are friggin' out.
My government professor is a county sheriff in New Jersey, a state that has strongly considered full legalization, and he has said that if legalized, we would have to retire 6 canine units and buy new ones. But I don't think that means kill them, right? I don't think that's like
retirement. Retiring's code for just drowning.
Straight up drowning. God.
Holy smokes, dude.
Holy smokes. This is a great sub. We'll get deep in this later, because I think these... I really want to dig into that crow question. It's a great one. And we also will have our own stupid questions that we can ask, because I think there's... And when I say stupid, I mean not stupid. All right, let's do a couple randoms. And then
this is interesting. Unsent letters.
Oh. It's a random.
I wonder if that's from, like, they're like hate mail. You're about to send someone and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to let this go. Or if it's
like love letters
found in a bottle on the beach. Interesting.
There's a good one. Rant.
Ooh.
Just people with their rants.
Rant Corporation.
Yeah, dude. I like this one.
That's a good name for a
Can Imagine podcast. Dragons fuck off already?
Dude, seriously.
Like, right?
I actually do agree on that one. Because they're like this, they're a band with like no meaning,
none.
No value, no fucking point of view. They're just like, they're like the Maroon 5 of this generation.
Yeah. They are a fucking waste.
Fucking corpo rock, dude. Manufactured in the lab, dude. Fuck that.
Yeah. This guy, don't fucking tell me we need to talk.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
We need to talk.
God.
You need to go fuck yourself, bruh. is the proper response.
Oh, my God.
Sarah, I will
the Saudi
not
war in Yemen is about to create death tolls on scales not seen since World War II, and no one fucking cares.
Yeah, because everyone's full of shit. Everyone's a hypocrite.
Yeah.
That's true. I got social anxiety.
Oh, nice.
That's fun. That's
I recommend drinking and cocaine.
Okay.
That's good.
That's pretty fun.
Kratom and cough syrup.
Yep.
Man, someone's trying to send me a message here.
Are they listening?
I just got MDMA.
Ooh.
Oh, hey.
Interesting.
Damn. I want
to fucking watch Skrillex and touch
K
silk.
The new MDMA?
Well, K's been around for a long time.
Yeah, but just like I'd never heard of MDMA, and then I did like than parents were doing it.
Right.
Now I feel like parents are doing K.
Yeah.
I'm hearing about it more.
K is
just in like the general pool.
So K,
I've never done it or seen it.
K, in my opinion, is like the exact opposite, but kind of sister drug to cocaine. Where it's like cocaine is like lasts for fucking 15 minutes or whatever, and it's like really quick and you snort it. I think K is the same thing, but it like you're anesthetized instead of like, you know, want to go for a jog.
So it's, I mean, more like an opioid or something?
No, I think it's a barbiturate, I think.
So you're drooly and like.
Yeah, yeah. They have this thing called a K-hole that evidently you go into. I've never done K, but. It's you go into a K-hole
where I've heard the term.
And it's like this limbo between life or death that's what it feels like apparently. And
that's where people are trying to get.
Yeah,
that'd be a cool bar name or coffee
K-hole.
Yeah.
Well, there used to be
in K-town
an internet publication called Internet K-hole that was like all old weird.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
This one, random college. Interesting.
Random college.
No, just college.
Oh, okay.
I want to read some college stories. Yeah.
This MDMA one's interesting because, I mean, this is a super illegal drug. And this is just like photos of people really excited about their new MDMA stuff. It's really like almost all the posts are like, time to crush up and cap. Blue Kenzo, first roll after 10 years abstinence. How much should I take? Like, it's, yeah, for these, wow.
Yeah, people are pretty public about it. I mean, it's
super public about it,
It's one of those drugs that's also being tested a lot in medical professions and helping with PTSD and stuff. So I feel like it's almost getting,
I mean, I do not.
Downgraded like, publicly. Like, nobody cares.
I agree with that, but I do not see any evidence of clinical trials in here. This is all.
Oh yeah, this is not.
Somebody just said take original Teslas have CP logo. Mine doesn't. This is one of those things where I like don't totally understand how this drug is made because obviously it's made illegally and.
Yeah, who's making it? Where? Like, can I buy the chemicals to make it in my lab? I got a lab.
Well, and they're like designed. I mean, they have these presses that you can. You press the pill, and it creates.
Yeah, I think at like your local health food store, you can buy that kind of
pill press.
Probably
just like take like crushed up orange peel and.
Press I'm in the probiotics, bro.
Bruh.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. But yeah, I'm always curious where these drugs come from, and nobody seems to give a shit.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Fascinating.
Just take drugs.
Yeah, man.
It is interesting.
I don't really question anything about it.
Yeah, I've always wondered that. I don't really understand the logical. I mean, I guess we kind of do that every day in theory. I mean, we just go like, cool, like I'm going to eat this sandwich and assume that it doesn't have fucking pesticides in it. But
razor blades in it.
Yeah, but drugs are a whole weird other thing because it's, you know, if you. I mean, in theory, one would say that there's a higher risk, but I don't.
Is this still, like not regulated?
Yeah, but it's kind of like the. It's like the libertarian dream. It's like if you receive a bad drug, you don't get it from that guy ever again.
Yeah.
So then it destroys the market, right?
You know what? In a weird way, let's just say the cartels gave you a kilo and you got to pay that money back.
Totally.
If you're cutting it with junk and then you can't sell it and the cartels chop your head off, that's like the ultimate. Check and balance.
Yeah, it's a self-regulated economy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
But it's a successful.
So they're just businessmen, really. Think about
they
it.
Are.
I mean, I've watched the Narcos. And
I gotta watch Narcos next. I just finished Ozark.
It's better if you call it the Narcos.
Yes.
The Narcos.
That's true. All right, so we're gonna wrap this guy up. This is a good one, man. This is really fascinating. Hopefully, the sound it sounds nice in my ears. I don't know why we had to use a different fucking recording platform. Something wackadoo is happening. But whatever, dude. Fuck Apple. They can go right to hell.
They can.
Right.
We should do rant next.
We could do rant
next week. Rant about it.
Maybe Pornhub comments.
Oh, Pornhub comments is one of my favorites. Pornhub comments is fucking hilarious.
Really?
Dude. Oh god, it's so funny. Pornhub actually, I think, is kind of the next Reddit in a weird way.
They're funny on social
media.
They're
really funny.
They're going to be the first. Porn site to sort of be mainstream and like
they are. Yeah,
they're like the new
there
Playboy,
have been like
right?
mainstream ad agencies
the new
pitching
Playboy?
Them.
Pornhub?
Yeah. It's crazy, dude. It's
very
fucking tight.
Interesting.
All right, we gotta close this one out. This is DigiReddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day.
We'll be back next week with another episode brought to you by Kappa Wine.
Woo!
Kappa Wine with some of the finer Sauvignon Blanc. Good for KFC Famous Bowls, and their, long walks on the beach.
And their rosé bottle. Pull out that rosé.
I gotta pull out this rosé, and then I gotta fucking
leave. Then we gotta
leave. Go. Oh, this is a rosé. Nice ooh, ooh, boy, this is.
I love it.
Oh, I just want to.
Beaut.
I want to kiss it.
You just want to put on your boat shoes and just rip it.
Yeah. Just want to listen to some Steely Dan.
Uh-huh.
Get on the course.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Lerber.
is that what people do with wine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They get on the course and they get in their steel boat.
On the links.
Yep. All right. Cool. All right. Well, we'll be back next week. Hit us up. Hi, digiredit.com. Instagram, did you Reddit? Subreddit is did you Reddit? Engage with us. Dog Boobs might talk to you.
I might engage back if engage you're back. A bot.
That's true. If and only if you're a bot. Shout out Imgurbot. Fucking love you,
that
dude.
Guy.
So glad you're a fan. All right, talk soon. Bye.